Merry Christmas, Josh.
Merry Christmas to you.
The CD is number 2, and we'll probably move up to number 1. I'm wondering what the Christmas season fills you with.
Oh, man, for me, I mean, it's always been such a magical time of year for me and my family. I mean, with as much traveling as I do, and with my brother just coming back from college and all that, I mean, it really is a time of year for us to be together as a family, to kind of feel that love and to just to be thankful for everything that we've been blessed with.
Little Drummer Boy has always been one of my favorite songs of the season, and to hear your version, it's beautiful. Where does the inspiration come from for these? Are they songs you grew up with?
Yeah, I grew up with all these songs. My parents had them playing throughout the house, even when it wasn't Christmas. You know, they just loved Christmas songs. So I always loved, you know, Bing Crosby's version with David Bowie. I thought that was always really interesting. You know, but again, like Little Drummer Boy, like so many of those songs, people have heard a million times, and you know, we really wanted to get some of the classics, but at the same time do something new with them. So a song like Little Drummer Boy, we got an amazing guitarist named Andy McKee that we found on YouTube that is amazing, that came in and just blew us all away. And so his guitar stylings are all over that song.
Take a look at the disc and tell me, you know, what strikes you when you look at one of the songs.
You know, when I look at a song like It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, that's a song that, you know, has always been a very kind of, you know, it came upon a midnight clear, just kind of very folky. We took that song and David and I kind of sat down at the piano on it and really made a very kind of half-speed kind of gospel arrangement to it. And you know, we got the gospel choir to come in at the end, and it just kind of made a world of difference. And, I mean, all of those songs, First Noel with Faith Hill, so great to work with her. Brian McKnight, of all the people that collaborated with me on the CD, I was so, so lucky to have them on board.
The Ave Maria was beautiful. I was thinking if I ever got married, wouldn't it be nice to play that? You know?
That's a song that I never knew if I wanted to tackle that song, you know, because it's just such a favorite of everybody's, and it's pretty much kind of the most classical thing that I've done. But when you're going to work with the London Symphony Orchestra and you've got an arrangement like the one that that David Foster and Bill Ross did, it really is worth doing. So we're really happy we put it on there.
Now tell me something. What about like the Rudolph songs? Would you ever go to any?
Over by a reindeer, all that stuff.
Do you have a favorite of those?
Yeah. Oh, sure. I love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Jingle bells, rocking around the Christmas tree. That's. There are so many like fun, like really kind of happy-go-lucky Christmas songs that we really wanted to do. I think that they probably weren't the perfect songs for my voice. We had to choose the stuff that I could really sing well. But you know, yeah, this is the first of maybe you know, a couple of Christmas songs that I'll Christmas albums that I'll be doing. So
I can't imagine there's anything that your voice couldn't do.
Well, thanks, but for now this is it, I think.